Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. President, to give me the floor. I would like also at the beginning congratulate you for the assumption of the chairmanship and presidency and the vice president as well. And I would like also to thank distinguished panelists for their thought-provoking and excellent presentations. In this panel, we heard very useful information and relating linkages between commodity dependence and economic developments, and the articulation of different elements to affect vulnerability, such as price fluctuations, commodity prices, import and export imbalances, and dependencies. We also heard the very nice comments regarding the negative effects of climate change, which has made the negative effects of natural disasters much more severe, like typhoons, cyclones, famine, droughts, and earthquakes. But what my delegation would like just to shed more light and to emphasize is the issue of some man-made, let's say, elements which makes the existing situation much worse. I think above all, I should mention the unilateral approaches and policies, which is unfortunately on the rise, and unilateral sanctions, and the issue of protectionism, which is now has led us to some kind of trade war. I think the way we should address these vulnerabilities is a matter of importance and urgency. Maybe Iran has a lot of experience in this regard and best practices, if I could say good practices, as it is nowadays said. And in the face of unilateral or illegal sanctions, Iran, in its part, we have not sitten idle, and we have devised some sort of vertical diversification, which maybe I can share it with you, and it is pertinent to our discussions which took place this morning. Iran is now having a kind of economic structural reforms, mainly based on overhauling tax systems and fighting tax evasions. And we are going to have a budget with zero dependency on oil revenues, which is a commodity item which has been a source of the revenue of the government for the past decades. But now we are going to introduce the first ever budget, which is mainly based on non-oil revenues, which is a good example of how we can address this kind of vulnerabilities in a very efficient way. I don't want just to credit the role of sanctions or, let's say, UCMs, unilateral coercive measures, but on the part of the governments which are facing such pressures, I think these experiences would be a good example of how we can just move ahead and advance by reforming some domestic rules and regulations and going in a way that we can have some less, let's say, severe pressures from outside by adjusting and tweaking the internal, let's say, establishment. I thank you very much, Mr. President.